the Tom Likas Show.
What the hell is that shit?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
You dick.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. Brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Father's Day is coming up. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Mangrate banner, and get your Tom Likas Show Father's Day discount. Get your dad a Mangrate. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. I am blown away. I could not wait to get in to do the show, because I saw a story that you've all been talking about, and it is tailor-made for our show. And frankly, if I wasn't busy watching the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs and enjoying the sizzling hot temperatures here in Southern California, I might have gotten up off my ass and come in here to talk about this, because it's that exciting. And that ridiculous, too. On Saturday, about 100 friends and family members of the creator of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, were invited to his little Palo Alto home in Silicon Valley. They were under the impression that Zuckerberg's girlfriend, somebody named Priscilla Chan, was going to graduate. She's been studying to be, what, a doctor? Something in the medical profession. I don't know, and I don't care. So anyway, when everybody showed up, as you probably know by now, they found out they were not there for a graduation. They were there because Mark Zuckerberg was marrying Priscilla Chan. They got married. In fact, if you check Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook page, Saturday, shortly after the wedding, he changed his relationship status to married to Priscilla Chan. Now, Facebook has been in the news a lot recently because of their initial public offering, or IPO. I'm not sure how much of the stock Zuckerberg owns, because there were venture capitalists, private equity firms, former employees, other people who were there when Facebook was created, who also had a piece of the pie. But on day one of the IPO, Facebook raised $108 billion. $108 billion. And amazingly, right after the $108 billion was raised, Mark Zuckerberg gets married to his girlfriend. Which brings up many tantalizing questions. One, was there a prenup? I don't know the answer to that. I've been looking. I don't see any evidence that he has talked about whether they have a prenup or not. He'd be crazy not to, but Kobe Bryant didn't have a prenup. Tiger Woods didn't have a prenup, etc. So you never know. You can't assume that someone's going to have a prenuptial agreement. But that would be my first question. And my second question would be this. And I think this is a question for an attorney. Do you think his getting married the day after the IPO was calculated for legal reasons? For example, you know, we all know that when you get married, you get to keep what you came in with. Is it possible that Mark Zuckerberg delayed his wedding until after the IPO cash was in the till. You got to wonder. Maybe he's smarter than we all think. I mean, he's a smart guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a super smart guy. But many guys who are smart in the ways of IT, many guys who are good at writing computer code, not that smart in the ways of marriage or love. Is this even love? I don't even know. Now, let me just say this about Mark Zuckerberg getting married. My opinion. If I were Mark Zuckerberg, I would not be getting married. You know why? Because I have $108 billion. $108 billion. Minus whatever everybody else took out of the initial public offering. But I mean, you know, billions. I've got billions. If I'm Mark Zuckerberg, why do I need to get married? Why would anyone get married if they had billions of dollars? In my view, marriage is for poor people. Marriage is for people who need benefits like cheaper rent, or they need the tax exemption, or they need the child care credits and all of the different bennies you get from the Internal Revenue Service. If you've got billions of dollars, none of that stuff is important. You don't need it. So why in the world would you get married? Don't tell me love. Don't tell me. Because getting married is a sucker's bet. As we have seen rich person after rich person after rich person get fucked. When you get married, especially in California, getting divorced is akin to rape. Sorry, feminists. It is. It's like rape. You're getting raped. You're going to get raped hard. Hard and fast. If I were you, I would not get married. If you won the lottery, would you be stupid enough to say, oh, will you marry me after that? Once you've got that kind of cashola in the till, there is no need to get married. There is no need to get married. You can have any chick in the world. Think of this pickup line. What do I do? Oh, I created Facebook. Done deal. Done. Anybody who's ever clicked a like button will ride you like a pony. You don't even have to give them any of the money. They will have sex with you. You are now in that class of people who anybody will have sex with. People who cheat on their husbands. They will cheat on their boyfriends. They will cheat on their live-ins. They will leave whoever they are with to be with you. You can have any chick on planet Earth. And Mark Zuckerberg is not an old guy. What is he, 26, 27? I mean, come on. What are you doing? This is insanity. It was insane for Kobe Bryant to get married without a prenup. It was insane for Tiger Woods to get married, period, with or without a prenup. And I think it's insane for Mark Zuckerberg to get married as well.
He just turned 28 last week.
Just turned 28. And it just makes no sense. You're 28 and you've got billions of dollars. Why do you need to get married? I can't imagine a reason. Now, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't do a lot of interviews. He has been on 60 Minutes. He's done a couple of strategically placed interviews. It would be impossible to get him to come in here and explain why he got married. And I'm sure he'd be in trouble because then now Mrs. Zuckerberg probably give him a hard time, would be my guess. But it makes no sense to me when you look at the divorce laws. When you look at what you can do if you're a man with billions of dollars, why do men with billions of dollars ever need to get married? Ever? It makes no sense. So I am wondering if you agree with what Mark Zuckerberg did. This is a simple question. It's what we call high concept. You don't even have to know a lot about the story, okay? Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, has gotten married right after his initial public offering of Facebook, raised $108 billion. By the way, day two in the stock market, it got hammered. Surprise, surprise. I heard today that at one point on day one after the IPO, that Zuckerberg would be worth $6 billion less than he was worth the day before. Unbelievable. So if you were Mark Zuckerberg, would you get married? I don't care who the chick is. A number of you have had, as I've seen on our Facebook page, a number of you have had a variety of opinions on the level of attractiveness of Mrs. Zuckerberg. And you can certainly express some of that concern here. But more importantly, why would you need to get married? Why? You can call us here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. It's simple. Yes or no? If you were Mark Zuckerberg, would you get married? Period. And as a secondary question for you, if you happen to be a divorce attorney, do you think, as I do, that there was a strategic reason why he happened to get married the day after the IPO? I'm not a lawyer, but it certainly seems to me there's got to be something going on there. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. Your telephone calls are coming up.
Don't touch that screen or mouse or whatever you're using. Tom will be right back. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You get paid exactly what you're worth in this world. Be worth more. Personal Wellness Coaching is the industry-leading company in health and nutrition. With flexible schedules, very low startup costs, and full or part-time business plans, they know what you need to do. Keep your job to pay the bills. Use your business to build your future. To succeed in working for yourself, you've got to bust your ass a lot of the time. But face it, you already bust your ass for your boss anyway. Hire yourself and earn what you're really worth. Personal Wellness Coaching has experienced coaches who will work with you one-on-one to get you started and be successful. Earn an extra $1,000 per month working an hour a day. Dedicated part-time earns up to $30,000 per year. Full-time, $100,000 and up. Call Personal Wellness Coaching toll-free at 1-800-416-6465. That's 1-800-416-6465. Or visit them online at missionisnutrition.com. That's missionisnutrition.com. Personal Wellness Coaching.
Hey, it's Gary. Wanted to talk to those of you who have lost your rock station recently. That's a lot of you. They're dropping like flies. That's why I got together with Dino and launched a stream called New Normal Rock. It's newer, faster, harder rock than your rock station ever played. We're talking bands like Godsmack, Disturbed, Five Finger, Mastodon. It's no ballads, no broads, no bullshit. New Normal Rock. Get it at newnormalrock.com. And take it with you on the road with apps like TuneIn. It's New Normal Rock.
We've all done it. You drop your iPhone, the screen cracks. Someone spills coffee on your keyboard. You download a virus. I hate when that happens. Well, if you're in Los Angeles and that happens, you're in luck because PC Mac Tech offers same-day service for your PC, your Mac, your iPad, or your iPhone. Los Angeles-based PC Mac Tech is staffed by certified PC and Apple repair technicians. PC Mac Tech, from liquid damage, cracked screens, and emergency computer repair. This has happened to all of us, right? Now give them a call. This is the number, 818-207-8300. That's 818-207-8300. Or find them online. It's PCMacTech.net. That's PCMacTech.net. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. You hear us 24-7 at RomeUpTom.com. And our podcast is available on demand at PremiumTom.com. You can sign up today and get all of the benefits of PremiumTom.com. Just go to PremiumTom.com. All right. Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who created Facebook, he is married. He got married over the weekend. If you were Mark Zuckerberg, would you get married? Would you do it? Emil in Riverside, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, how you doing, my man?
Do you care?
I absolutely care.
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Hey, I wanted to chime in on this whole Mark Zuckerberg thing. I think that he suffers from fat girl simplex. You know how, like, if you get a really fat chick and she goes to the gym, she goes peacefully, works out, loses weight, she looks good to the average public. But to herself inside, she still sees that fat girl in the mirror. I think that's what it is. I think, he might have went ahead and took the first thing that came along.
She's been his girlfriend since college. And
that's unfortunate.
Well, it could.
Who knows? That could be
the first one who came along.
Well, that's unfortunate because with that kind of money, and even in college, you start something like that in college. You know how much ass you're gonna get just because I started this, blah blah blah. Like it's astronomical amounts. No regular man. This is it. Okay, no regular man would do that. Or you would do that and then cheat at that age.
It just doesn't make sense. If I'm 28 years old and I've got billions of dollars, right. I am going to have sex with as many women as I could get to ride me hard. I'm not going to get married and settle down. Forget it.
Nah, absolutely not. That's just not something that's going to be in the future. I appreciate your time today, Tom. Can you blow me up Snoop Dogg style?
Snoop Dogg style. Yeah, I certainly can, Emil. Here you go.
Bitch.
There you go. It's 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number, 901-3000-866. The creator of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, got married. If you were the founder of Facebook and you made billions of dollars in an IPO, would you be getting married? Yes or no? 901-3000-866. Brian in Tustin on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Tom?
Not much. What's going on?
Hey, man. All I got to say, I wish I would have known about you sooner. Because, like a dumbass, I got married. Now I'm getting fucked. But that's okay, because now I'm following your rules. So I really don't think he should have got married, especially with all that money. That's so much ass you could get anywhere in the world.
Yeah, man. Here's what I do. I'd take some of the money and get a vasectomy. And then I would put an ad on my Facebook page and have people click the like button on me over and over and over and over. I mean, I just can't believe what he did. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
I don't even care if the guy has a prenup. I don't even care. I mean, if he got married, he should have a prenup. But even with a prenup, what do you need? Tiger Woods didn't need to get married, and he did it anyway. And look what happened to him.
He got fucked. I don't know, Tom. I'm starting to think a lot of these guys got, especially the smart ones, got a lot of brains but no balls.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true.
Yeah. So, Tom, can you take me out Kobe Bryant style with the bong rip?
Yes. Yes, I can.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Yeah, the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
901-3000, Tom, that's the telephone number here. I mean, really, seriously, Mark Zuckerberg, you're the creator of Facebook. Every chick in the United States and many countries abroad, every one of them has a Facebook page. Every one of them is obsessed with social networking. I mean, that is the come on message of the year. What do I do for a living?
I created Facebook. Done. You can be a total dick, a total asshole. You can be anything you want to be because you created Facebook and you got billions of dollars. Women will sit on your cock. They don't care. They don't care what kind of person you are. They will do whatever you want. Why in the world? Mark Zuckerberg, why in the world did you get married? If you were Mark Zuckerberg, would you get married? A, would you get married? B, would you get married to who he got married to? Just a question. 901-3000-866 is our telephone number. Colin in Vancouver, B.C., you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Well, just hi, Tom. Nice to talk to you. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
And just look at my Mark Zuckerberg's taste. His house is actually really average. The place I'm living at is much better than his. And if he was smart, he'd do what Eduardo Saverin, the other co-owner, is doing. Bang lots of babes, buying drinks at clubs, and partying it up.
I'll tell you what, that's what I'd be doing.
And in a few years, or maybe pretty soon, he's going to talk him into having a baby, and he's going to be stuck anyways, even with a prenup.
Well, and by the way, in California, you really get fucked. Now, there are ways. For example, if you are Mark Zuckerberg and you made, I don't know, $50, $75 billion in day one, I don't know how much he made. I didn't read the prospectus because I didn't buy that stock. I'm not a sucker, okay? But whatever he got, let's say it's $50 billion. I'm not an attorney or an accountant, but I've got to imagine there's a way to take that money and invest it in bonds or something like that. So you get a nice, boring, steady return all the time. And then when you pay child support, well, like, what kind of income do you have? You just say, well, gee, I don't have a job. I founded Facebook, but I sold that off to the stock market. So my salary is essentially zero. I don't know what that does to your child support, but I have to imagine on a percentage basis, it would be less of a hit than if you were just some working guy who had to pay a percentage of your paycheck every week.
Tom, just one question. When living with a woman like that for such a long time, wouldn't you have to pay her something like in the a few billion dollars anyways or hundreds of millions?
Well, it depends on what state you're in. In California, that is entirely possible that she could make a claim that even though she wasn't married to him, they were living together. Some of these women take on the last name of the guy, even though they're not married. And then they get a settlement just because they made a big stink about it in court. You know, the guy will say, all right, uncle, how much do you want? Go away.
Wow.
That happens. But I am blown away. I am blown away. For a guy who is so smart in so many ways, was this really smart to do?
No, he just sees all his friends. He's turning into a Ben Affleck. He's getting all sappy, and he wants a, you know, he has the home, and he probably wants a baby soon, and he sees all his friends that are turning 30, getting married. So
yeah, but as I've always said on this program, you can have a baby without a woman. Or if you're going to have a baby with a woman, you don't have to marry her. Because if you marry her, then you're in it for vaginamony. You're in it for community property, unless there's a prenup saying there's no community property. You're in it for all kinds of expenses. I mean, you could just have a baby with a woman who lives in an apartment across town, pay her the child support you're required to pay and be done with it. Or the one I've been recommending to guys, do what chicks do. Have a surrogate mother. Have an in vitro fertilization. And that way you've got no doubt about ever paying child support. You've got no doubt about vaginamony. Why do these guys need to get married? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I heard about Michael Jackson. He paid some woman to have kids for him. And he didn't have to pay her much.
Well, I don't know what the agreement was or if there was an agreement. I don't know. I look at those kids. Do those kids look like Michael Jackson?
No, they look like somebody else, like they're adopted.
My God. I only wish they could have got Michael Jackson on Maury.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that would have been a show.
Well, Tom, take me out Kobe Bryant style, I guess.
Kobe Bryant style. I can do that. Here you go, Colin.
This is about us. She's so special to me. Yeah, it beats in my heart. Yeah, the air I breathe. She's so special to me.
Oh, yeah. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. 901-3000-866. The founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, got married over the weekend. He got married right after the IPO. He got married. Would you do that if you were him? Would you do that? Would you get married? You got billions of dollars. You're a young guy. Everybody loves Facebook. What is it with these motherfuckers? What is it with Tiger Woods getting married? I understand that he wanted to hit that. I understand that. Why do you have to marry it? Why buy when you can lease? This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I wasn't doing the show back when Tiger Woods got into all his trouble. But there was a simple solution to what happened to Tiger Woods. You know what it was? Don't fucking get married, you fucking moron. If Tiger Woods never got married, he would never get all that negative publicity for banging everything that moves. He could have enjoyed his life, making money, going from city to city, calling chicks up to his hotel room anytime he feels like it. No controversy, no nothing. As a single man, you wouldn't even have to worry that it would harm your corporate relationships. You wouldn't have to worry that you were going to lose Tog Heuer as an advertiser or American Express or any of those. You wouldn't even have to think about it. But he had to go get married. He had to go get the big, monstrous house. He had to have kids with her. And as a result, he had to dole out over $100 million to who is now his ex-wife. What is that all about? 901-3000 Tom is our number. It's 901-3000-866. If you were Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, would you have gotten married? Kimberly in Atlanta, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Big Daddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm always doing.
I know. That's a good thing, baby. Listen, yeah, you were just saying a couple callers ago about tell those bitches in California, you don't even have to get married, okay, for them to get money off of you. And that is the absolute truth. These boys need to listen to you. I know a bitch who did it. Sued her guy for palimony. They weren't even married.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the promise of getting married. And they didn't have a date set. He cheated on her. They broke up, okay? But he was planning on financing her going to school. So she decided to take off time from working at the Ritz-Carlton where she was working at. And she got a lawyer, drafted up a letter, and got not weekly payments, let's say, or monthly payments, okay? But they can get lump sums. She got $5,000 out of this fucker, okay? So you don't have to be married. She doesn't even have to have a ring on her finger. It can be the contemplation of a promise in the future. And they can go after you boys for palimony. So, you know, the way it's stacked in Cali, you guys got to watch your balls. And Zuckerberg, I don't know what the hell he was thinking, but I hope that pussy's good, man.
And by the way, now let's get to that. She might be the smartest woman on earth, but take a look. Is that for billions of dollars? Is that as hot as you can get?
Laid out and melt gold and rub it in their pussies and they still wouldn't be worth it. Are you kidding me?
But I love her.
Yeah, he's going to be loving it. She's going to be loving it like Mickey D's come 10-year mark in California. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I know. I know it's true.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, Big Daddy, I talked to you first week you were on, and like I said, I have to thank you for all the money I've got, investments I made and everything, and I love you, and I'm telling you boys out there, listen to Tom, okay? He knows what he's talking about.
Kimberly, thank you so much.
Thank you. Could you take me out O'Reilly style? Not that yet.
Uncensored O'Reilly style, I can indeed.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Right. Fucking thing sucks!
901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. If you were Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, would you have gotten married this weekend? 901-3000-866 is our telephone number. Debbie in Southfield, Michigan, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Come back.
Thank you.
I'm a lawyer. I don't practice in California. I practice in Michigan. But I do know California is a community property state, and absolutely I believe the wedding taking place after the IPO was happening for a reason. First of all, we don't know how his stock shares are held. It might be in a trust. We also don't know how much of it he exercised to sell, because you do know that when somebody that owns a significant amount of stock in a company plans to sell it, they have to make a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. And when you do that, you know, there is capital gains tax and there is income. So he absolutely must have had a prenup also, because even if he acquired this before he came into the marriage, when he exercises any kind of plan to sell any of the stock, any income he earns from that is income that is earned in the marriage if there's some capital gain. So
right, now, explain that to me. Why would that be? I mean, if I own the stock, it's mine. For example, if I own a house before I get married, it's my house. If my mother paid $14,000 for the house and now it's worth $350,000, part of the capital gain could go to the person I'm married to?
It depends. I mean, there are all kinds of ways you have to have the money separate and not commingle it in any way with the assets of your wife. But also, in a community property state, the income or the increase in value on the house might still be, and again, I don't practice law in California, but I believe it might still be considered income that was earned during the marriage because the house went up in value during that time. And if it's not kept separate very carefully, if it's a house, then you may have to give up half of the increase in value. With stocks, it's a little bit different, because if stocks increase in value, that's not a house that you inherited from your mother or something like that. That's something that you have that has increased in value while you held on to it during the marriage. And if he doesn't have a prenup, if he exercises his ability to sell those, and usually there's something like a 6-month waiting period to do that. He, for most of his stock, he's going to have to wait 6 months. He may have to give, if he were to get divorced, he may have to give her what was the capital gains, what was the increase in value from the time that he acquired those shares to the time that he sold them. So, but you would have to get a lawyer in California to tell you more about it, because I don't practice there, but I do believe that his wedding date had everything to do with that, and I do believe he had a prenup, because I can't believe he's that stupid. And
now, review with me, because I want to make sure everybody hears what you're saying. Review with me, why get married? If you're going to have to give up half of the proceeds, you would get married so you wouldn't have to give up half of the original value? Is that what it is?
Well, it depends. I mean, the original value, yeah. If he came into the marriage with that, then he would not have to give up half of the original value. And if he takes certain steps to keep it in a trust or to keep it separate, he may not have to give up the increase in value. It depends how it's set up. You were saying that you made a suggestion. I can't remember what that was, but that was one way he might do it, putting it in bonds or whatever. But even if he put it in bonds, then he would have to pay what the increase in the worth of the bonds was. There are all kinds of complicated ways to set things up so that you wouldn't have to pay for the increase in value. But if you don't have those things set up, or you don't have a prenup that sets that up, then you will have to pay half of that increase in value, especially in California, because that is a community property state. The other thing is, did you see the movie The Social Network?
I did.
Okay, well, assuming that that is a somewhat accurate portrayal of Mark Zuckerberg, and we don't know if it is, the people who made the movie admitted that they created a lot of conversations that they don't know happened, and some of it has been changed, but I think some of it about Mark Zuckerberg's personality, that he's very cold and calculating, and the fact that he developed this company originally with other people and sort of kind of cut them out. I think he's a pretty cold, calculating guy in general, and I think he's the kind of guy that would have had a prenup. I would be very surprised if he did not.
But if he was that cold and calculating, why get married at all? Why have a girlfriend?
Well, see, that's where I disagree with you, Tom. I mean, I'm a woman, and I believe in marriage, and I believe in romantic relationships. So, you know, we all want a human connection, and some of us want to make that legal. But, you know, I don't know what his thinking is. Maybe he has the same beliefs.
But that's the thing. That phrase, making it legal, is so laughable because it's not illegal. So why would you make it legal? You know, Jack in the Box had a commercial here for a while back. It said, if you love bacon, make it official.
Well, I don't eat bacon, but I could tell you this. I think that it's a sign that it's a commitment and that you're willing to go as far as get a license and perform a ceremony where there is a more of an incentive to stay in, because in a place like California, you will have to give at least half out. Now, let's say he does have a prenup also, and it's pretty tight prenup. Here's the thing. Courts get to decide prenups, and there are several several factors that are involved that a court uses to decide if a prenup is valid. And one of them is that it has to be fair, and a court gets to decide if it's fair.
Which is ridiculous, so, because if someone is an adult with a college education, they know what they're signing, and it is therefore fair.
Well, that would be the argument of the opposing lawyer. But the thing is that if a prenup gives almost nothing to one of the spouses, and a lot of that was earned during the marriage, they can get a court to invalidate it. There are a number of factors that can be used to invalidate a prenup, and you should really get one of your lawyer advertisers in California who does prenups. I don't. On the air to talk about that, because prenups are not, you know, the prenup is a very important step, and a lot of times, most times, they are enforced, but not always. And the thing is, if Mark Zuckerberg bought these shares, has these shares, and let's say he sells them during the marriage and they increased in value, and his prenup is so tight that if he has one, that this Priscilla Chan woman gets almost nothing, I bet you she could get a court to overturn it, because it would be seen as tremendously unfair if you get the right judge. Remember, these things are all very, very subjective. And the other thing is, let's say he does have a prenup and it's upheld and they get divorced. Let's say they had kids. How much are his kids going to get? Well, we know what the standard for that is, and that is the kind of lifestyle that the kids would have had during the marriage had the marriage continued.
Thank God some states now have finally put limits. Texas, I know, is one of them.
Right, but you know what? Look at all of these people like Terrell Owens and Warren Sapp. Listen, I don't have sympathy for these guys because they had millions of kids with millions of different women. But the thing is that if you look at Warren Sapp's bankruptcy filing, because, you know, he filed for bankruptcy recently, he listed among his debts all these different women that he owes child support to for his kids. And he's paying some of these women several thousand dollars a month. And these are little kids. What do they need several thousand dollars a month for? The same thing goes for Terrell Owens. That's why he doesn't have any money anymore. Again, I don't feel sympathy for him. But why should he be paying thousands of dollars a month for a kid? A kid doesn't need that much money. So Mark Zuckerberg, if he got divorced and he had a prenup, he still would have to pay a lot of money in child support if he had any kids because of the lifestyle that he leads. Now, somebody mentioned his crappy house that he lives in, and I think he may have upgraded since that house has been publicized. But still, he does not live very lavishly. And he could argue, well, I don't live lavishly, so the kind of lifestyle they would have lived wouldn't have been lavish, and therefore I shouldn't have to pay a lot. But these are the kinds of arguments that would go on in court. So even if you do have a prenup, that's an important step, but it really doesn't shield you from other things, like a judge invalidating it for it not living up to the factors that are used to decide if it's valid, and one of which is, you know, if it's grossly unfair, and also the child support issue.
Wow. All right. Debbie, thank you for that. I really appreciate the call. And all right, now, Debbie is an attorney in Michigan, but what about an attorney in California? Do we have one out there? We'll try to get our hands on our friend Adam Sachs and see if he has some comments about that. But if you are an attorney practicing in California, I'd love to know the answer to this question. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, is there a safe way to even get married? And whether you're an attorney or not, my question for you is this. Would you get married if you were the guy who founded Facebook, the guy who created it? Would you even get married? You just made billions of dollars. Would you do that? 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
You're just 10 digits away from your 2 minutes of fame. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Have you experienced smoke or fire damage, wind or roof damage? Don't call your insurance carrier and try to negotiate the claim yourself. You'll never get the results you would have gotten had you called GA Public Adjusters. GA Public Adjusters at 866-866-0777, extension 180, or online at irepresentyou.com. Now, maybe you have water or mold damage. Let an expert make sure you get exactly what you deserve. It won't cost you a thing out of pocket. They'll simply work for a modest percentage of the settlement they'll fight so hard to get for you. Your insurance company employs experts. Why shouldn't you? GA Public Adjusters, 866-866-0777, extension 180. Home or business, call for a free estimate today. Or visit them online at irepresentyou.com and take back control of your life.
Hey, everybody, you want 100 minutes of ass-kicking rock? Then tune in to the Dale Ford 100 on newnormalrock.com every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, on newnormalrock.com.
You know, this Father's Day, there's only one perfect gift. It's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. What are Mangrates? Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to deliver that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for. With Mangrate's patented design, chicken, steak, or frankly, whatever you grill, never tasted so good. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Take advantage of their $20 Tom Likas special today by clicking on the Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com. As a bonus, every blowmeuptom.com order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Hook your dad up. The Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. The Tom Likas Show coming to you from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And hear us continuously 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Ask and ye shall receive. Adam Sachs, a supporter of the show in any number of ways, including the fact that he advertises on the show. Divorce attorney. And he takes that male point of view that we all care about. And he's joining us here right now. Adam, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
I'm okay. Were you surprised to see Mark Zuckerberg get married right after this IPO of Facebook?
Oh, I think it was a little bit sickening, to tell you the truth.
It kind of blew me away. I go, why does this guy need to get married?
Did you take a look at her, Tom? She's pretty average, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I would say that, yes. Now, I had a couple of questions about this, and you're the perfect person to talk to about this because this is your wheelhouse. Question number one, did this guy have a prenup, do you think?
I would say very likely that he did. You know, he has been with her for a very long time, apparently, since he was 18 or 19 years old. And she's no fool. She's a professional. She went apparently to medical school and has graduated lately. But nothing can compare to the kind of money that he has, right?
Well, not now it can't.
I know, Tom, that a lot of the small investors got burned to death, but I think Zuckerberg is still well into the billions, even with the stock going down somewhat.
I have no doubt about that, although I did hear Zuckerberg might have lost $6 billion on day two of trading, which is...
Only on paper, thank God, right?
Of course, exactly. Now, but here was the big question, and this is the one, because a lot of people on my Facebook page and on Twitter have been ripping Zuckerberg for getting married because he's got billions of dollars now. And they're right for ripping him for getting married. But here's my question for you. Okay, assuming that for whatever reason you feel, religious reasons, family reasons, whatever reason you felt like you had to get married, was there a strategically good reason to get married exactly one day after the IPO of Facebook?
Well, you know that can't be strictly accidental, right? I mean, let's face it.
It's the first thing I thought.
Too much of a coincidence, yeah. Well, the bottom line is that, you know, until that point, right, he's a single man. The IPO gets released. He gets $1 billion vested or $20 billion or whatever. You know, I think 500 million shares or something ridiculous. But the bottom line is that that was his alone on that day. And then everything after the marriage could theoretically be community property, depending on whether or not he has a prenuptial agreement. And he may not. Some very famous people and some very wealthy people have been fooled and gone in without prenuptials. But the bottom line is that normally speaking, it vests on the day that he got it, which would have been the IPO day last Friday. And so he married her afterwards. None of it's hers.
And what about the ups and downs of that stock? Is she entitled to any of the capital gains that might occur going forward or no?
Well, I think she may not have a right to any of the shares, assuming they were vested the day before they got married. And obviously they've gone up and down and so forth, and they'll continue to do so. My understanding is that he sold a very large number of shares, about $1 billion worth, in order to pay taxes, if I'm not mistaken. And you'll recall that his former friend and partner in this IPO, Eduardo Severin, apparently gave up U.S. citizenship to avoid hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes. But I think as foolish as getting married is in his case, it's likely that he has a prenuptial agreement. I understand he lives a pretty modest life in Palo Alto. He has a pretty average house and so forth. But he married her the day after the IPO. And so, in theory, none of it is hers.
Now, then, of course, all we can do is speculate about stuff because we don't even know if there is a prenup. But
you'll find it all out if they get divorced, you know?
Oh, no doubt about it. Then you have to wonder, though, like, you know, and again, we're speculating here. Right? You have to wonder, did she know this? She seems like a very smart person. Did she know what you just told me? I guess if they have a prenup, presumably they both had attorneys advising them on this stuff. And who knows, he may have a prenup where he agreed to pay her a certain lump sum.
Yeah, I think that's very, very likely. And, you know, if you're considering the amount of money we're talking about, he could have written in the prenup that if they get divorced within 5 years or something like that, he gives her $5 or $10 million, and that's only scratching the surface of the money that he has. But I think that it's a remarkable example of, you know, people getting married at very foolish times. And, I mean, if you think about it, there's a great quote that Donald Trump once said when he was married to Ivana Trump and he was, you know, so successful and so famous. He said, what a time to be married. In other words, what a lousy time to be married. If you think about the kind of women that Zuckerberg could pull now, considering his fame and fortune, can you believe he set himself up with a woman at 27 or 28 years old now? He's supposed to be with her for the next 60 years? Hard to believe.
It's pretty outrageous. So now that let's say, for whatever reason, let's say Mark Zuckerberg walked into your office however many months ago and said, Adam, I'm thinking about getting married. What would you recommend?
I would have advised very strongly against it. I understand in terms of what you said, Tom, that the minimum is 25, okay? But you got to think that he has spent years and years and years working on his business.
I mean, there are a lot of people in this world that are very mature and very brilliant in one way, and then they don't have a range of maturity in a lot of different ways. So he may be socially inept. He was certainly portrayed that way in that film, The Social Network, about the starting of Facebook. And so this girl, you know, is really kind to him when no one else was talking to him. It's all the things that you talk about, Tom. And they don't know where your life is going to go and how successful you're going to be. And, you know, it may seem great and she's the best or whatever when you're 27, but a couple of years down the line, you're going to be passing up supermodels. You're going to say, what am I doing? I can't believe I did this. And so I would have seriously counseled him. Number one, you know, think about it. You're still a kid. You're still experimenting with life. You know, taste it all first. Make sure that you're sure. I can't believe that people get married at 18 and 20 and 22. It's bananas.
And by the way, it is my guess, if you believe anything in the movie The Social Network, or if you believe anything we've read or heard about Mark Zuckerberg, it is my guess that socially, at best, he is 18 because he went to school, worked hard, kept his head down, wrote software code, concentrated on making Facebook this big thing. It sounds to me like the last 10 years of his life are a blur. And it would be my opinion that the guy hasn't really had much of a social life.
Yeah, that's very clear. The bottom line is, you know, she wasn't portrayed in the movie at all. But they did show him as really socially inept and that he was getting rejected a lot by girls. And then ultimately what happened? He was with her all the way through with the only girl that's ever been nice to him. And you know how that can throw a guy off.
Absolutely. Wow. Unbelievable. Now, let's take it the other way around. Let's say that Priscilla Chan walked into your office and said, my boyfriend invented Facebook. What should I do? What would you say?
I would make sure that she gets a very, very nice settlement from it all. I mean, Tom, you have to really wonder when the numbers get to be that large. You know, and that's something that I mentioned with Chris Rock saying, you know, if you got $10 million and your wife wants half, you're not starving. But if you have $30,000 and she wants half, you're dead. So the bottom line is that, you know, it's amounts that boggle the average mind. But, I mean, is she going to feel bad having a prenuptial agreement that offers her $10 million when she leaves? I mean, she's going to say, well, I get $10 million and he gets billions. I mean, is that a shame or something? I mean, we see how Tiger Woods' wife, ex-wife now, was able to get hundreds of millions, right? Because they weren't prepared for it at all. So, I mean, I think that basically it's the same kind of thing. I know that the founders of Google are both married and that this is the kind of thing that they do. I mean, you know, you're heady. Your life is working out. You say, hey, this is it. I've got it together. My business is huge. We're going public. I'm going to get married. I'm doing great. And basically just rolling the dice like everybody else.
So when these guys who are super successful call you or they walk into your office, do you have to start hammering away at them about reality? And do they get upset?
I think that one of the realities in life, you know, Tom, is optimism, and you want to be positive. You know, we've all seen these romantic movies, and we've been brainwashed by all of this and the things that our parents told us. And I just think that, you know, without emphasizing the misogyny and the negative thing that we talk about so many times, particularly in Life is 101, the bottom line is that, you know, women turn on you. And it comes down to women are very, very good. And as a man, you're a target. And these guys are just mega targets. Now, I think that, you know, she basically gets into one of these things. I think that, as I recall, Britney Spears went to Vegas and married a guy she knew from high school at one point, Alexander, as I recall. And this is the kind of thing where Zuck has to be saying, you know, I know her before I was famous, before I was rich. She's been with me all the way through. I owe marrying her. And I owed her the right thing, and she's not playing me because she knew me when I was nobody. And sometimes that works, and sometimes it doesn't.
That's certainly true. Always great to talk to you. Adam Sachs, divorce attorney extraordinaire. If you're thinking about a prenup or you're thinking about getting divorced, this is the number you need to have to talk to Adam. It's 1-800-340-7320. That's 800 340-7320 for Adam Sachs. And he has a banner on our blowmeuptom.com webpage. Check out Adam Sachs. Money Monday is coming up absolutely next.
Don't touch that screen or mouse or whatever you're using. Tom will be right back. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Who else would it be?
Get your ass over to blowmeuptom.com and click on the Beer Magazine banner. You'll get a Likas discount on a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. If you listened to the Gary and Dino show last week, we were talking about the possibility of this happening. Now the deal's been done. Jenny McCarthy will pose in Playboy 20 years after the first time she appeared nude there.
Jenny McCarthy smoking then and smoking now.
This is one of the best MILFs around and goes down in my best of as, you know, one of the great blondes with big fake boobs.
Absolutely. Know? She delivers on all levels except for that whole autism thing. She started getting pretty crazy with the autism thing.
That turns you off?
I just like looking at her tits.
What if she just whispered it in your ear while you were doing her?
I'd fake it. Just act like I was interested in her autism speaks comments, and that's it.
And how old is Miley Cyrus now?
Old enough. She's over 18. Wow. 19, I think she is.
She showed up at the Billboard Awards, was it last night?
Yes.
Just basically wearing, you know, a men's jacket, like a blazer.
Dare I say.
Nothing underneath
it. Dare I say she looks fucking good, man.
You think so?
I want to knock the bottom out of that broad.
She has got a bad girl side that just cannot wait to bust out.
Well, if your dad was Billy Ray Cyrus, you'd want to go off the handle, too.
You think that's it?
100%.
This is a rebellion against daddy?
Look at her tits popping out of that thing. She's wearing, basically, like you say, a blazer. That's it. No, I would love to. I bet she wasn't even wearing panties underneath. And believe me, it pains me to say this, but she looks good. She looks real good.
She really does. It's hard to argue with that.
She was just featured on the new set of Punk'd, and she looked good then, too. So this is not an anomaly. She may have changed for the better looks-wise. And who knows? Like you said, if this is a rebellion thing, look out, because she's going to really push the envelope.
That Tim Tebow back in the news again, always crying like a bitch. It doesn't really seem to make any sense at all. And why can't he just shut up? This time, I guess he had his picture taken with the cast of some ridiculous Broadway play or something.
Right.
With all these broads that are described as scantily clad, but have you seen this picture?
They're performers in that Broadway play,
they
Rock
look
of
like
Ages.
Circus performers.
That's not even what they would wear in real life, so it's clear that they're in costume. I mean, unless Tim Tebow's walking the Vegas Strip and he sees these hoes, you know, walking around. But these women are in costume.
Well, apparently your boy has requested that they remove the picture from their Twitter account.
Of course. And the girl obliged. Now, this has all been alleged, but still, he doesn't want to be seen around scantily clad women.
I mean, there's not an attractive one in the group at all.
No.
Don't get the wrong idea. These are not hot broads.
Not by any stretch of the word hot. No.
Your girl, Glorious Allred, back in the news again, this time representing a chick who apparently was told she's too hot for her job and was fired.
Listening to an interview with the great Glorious, one of my favorite older women on the planet, she did state that this woman was told to tape her breasts down with the tape and to also not be so hot by dressing down. They encouraged her to wear her boyfriend's gray shirt and some sweatpants to try to cool it down, but that didn't work either.
Gloria's all over this. The press conference is coming. There'll be some kind of crying. You know, there'll be tears. And, you know, they'll be wiped off by Gloria herself. It'll be wonderful. There you have it. It's Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
We'll do it again next hour. Be sure to check out our podcast. It's at GaryandDino.com. GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
As you know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now. Some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor, and now you're facing off against a cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got, screw up your relationship with your kids, and on top of that, you know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs right now at 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy. Let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and the Likas 101 teachings. It's 800-340-7320. Adam's been a lawyer for almost 20 years. He stands up for men in the hostile area of family law. He's gotten countless men full custody of their kids, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. Best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so you can always get him on the phone at any time. Call 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up, baby. Call 800-340-7320.